All right, Katie, we got a message. Actually came through on Instagram from an all-morning listener, and he said he thinks his wife is cheating based on something to do with Apple CarPlay.
Oh.
You know, like where you,
like where it pops up on your screen and you can connect? Yeah.
And connect.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. So we do have him on the phone. His name's William. Good morning, William.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So what's going on? Why do you think, like, what led you to believe that she may be cheating?
So my wife was about to, like, run into the store real quick and left her phone in the car. Like, her phone was dying, so I gave her mine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And while she was inside, I plugged her phone into our Apple CarPlay for directions. And as soon as it, like, synced up and connected, a bunch of texts popped up, and none of them, like, were mine. And one of them from, like, a number without a name just said, "Do you think he knows?"
Oy.
Oh.
And is the through the Apple CarPlay, is it reading it to you? Because I hate that option.
It does read it to
you. Where it reads
you,
it, like, you can turn it off.
Oh, okay.
But, if you just connect to somebody, I've been in the car before, they're like, "Hey, by the way, this is going to read it out loud." You're like, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's anything bad, but you could
still
see,
it's kind of, if you don't know what somebody's saying, especially the way we text each other as a show, it's like, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Well, I was just processing it, but she was already heading back to the car, so I just kind of panicked and unplugged it.
Uh-huh.
Like, nothing was wrong. But she's been acting weird lately, you know, and I do think she might be cheating.
Okay.
I've noticed she never wants to charge her phone, which is weird. Also, like, in the car anyways, I'm guessing because she knows these kind of texts might come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Apple CarPlay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just that. It's other, you feel like other behavior's not been great. All right. Well, we do have the number you gave us for your wife. And what was her name again? Let me see. Was it Natalie?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, this is Natalie.
Yes, who's calling?
Hey, Natalie, this is Jim with a here in the area. We just want to say congratulations. We do this. We give away free romantic dinners once a week to people, random people right here in our area. And we have your name and number, and we chose you as this week's winner. Congratulations.
Okay, awesome.
And I'm sure you've been to our place before. If not, it's great. You're going to love it. And it's a romantic dinner for two, like, no strings attached, no, really, you can get whatever you want. You can order whatever you want. If you want to drink wine and you want to make it as romantic as possible, all of it's included, okay? And we'll set you up with the store manager, the GM, and so they can tell you exactly how everything works. But the only thing we need from you, Natalie, right now, for the reservations, so I can send it to them because they have to verify it, I already have your first and last name. Just the first and last name, the person you like to take with you to this romantic dinner. And, of course, you can set up a time that works for you.
Okay. Could we have it under Robert?
Robert? Okay. Excellent.
Yo, Natalie, who is Robert?
Oh, my God. What's going on? Will? Is that Will?
Yeah. What is going on?
You know my coworker Robert. You know, he's my friend. He is just a friend. And he is a very lonely guy. And I told you that you know who I'm talking about.
Well, I have his number. I'm going to call him and I'm going to go see him.
No, stop. Stop. Stop.
No, I don't give a
okay.
What is this? What are you doing?
He's literally just a friend. He's a lonely guy.
Great. And I'm going to go see him.
I feel sorry for. Okay, you know what? You don't trust me. That's fine. Great. Okay, whatever, Will.
Yeah, I don't. You just got caught.
No, I literally didn't do anything. He is just a friend. He's not even. He is just someone I feel bad for. But, you know, do whatever you want. You do not trust me, okay? Great. Do whatever you want.
Great. I'm going to call him right now.
Great.
Just tell me you're cheating. Just admit it.
No, I'm not.
Whatever. I just sent him a text right now, too, so.
Okay, fine. Yep. Great. You caught me. You never trusted me, and now it doesn't matter, and you caught me. Okay?
Then we lost both of them.
Yeah, I don't think. Is she there? No.